What does this mean, the bigger picture, for the police department in Petersburg, for the community as a whole? What are you seeing in terms of your ability to actually do your job and take care of criminal complaints or allegations and that sort of thing in town here?
Well, one of the things it does is it causes the officers to spend more and more time in the office working on cases. You know, back in the day, you might spend the rule of thumb was for every hour of police work you were doing where you were actually out investigating a crime or something occurred, that you had 8 hours tied up doing reports, being in court, doing whatever follow-up needed to be done. And it's probably double that now. And so what's happening is that the officers are spending much more time not patrolling, not doing other things that police should be doing because they're tied up trying to get these cases as airtight as they possibly can. And again, it just takes time. And a lot of it has to do with follow-up interviews, a lot more report writing, a lot more checking facts. And while it makes the case better, and I mean, it obviously does, at some point in time, there's a diminishing return for the community because they're dealing with one case and then they cannot be doing other things. A good example, and because we don't get out and the officers are spending so much time on some of these assault cases and that are tying them up, I have noticed a huge increase in people blowing traffic or stop signs. And you know what we really need as a community to be having the officers out. You know, stop signs are particularly, you know, one of them in particular that I notice is there by Excel and Fifth right there at the by the Lutheran Church. That's pretty much a blind intersection between the hills and the church that kind of comes out and then it drops off steep. And it's right there by the elementary school with kids coming and going. And I see daily, I see people not even coming close to stopping at that stop sign. And part of it is it's hard when you have officers are tied up in a felony assault case. I mean, how do you prioritize until some kid gets run over and killed?
Without getting into the specific names of all the defendants, maybe can you give folks an idea of the types of cases that we're talking about here that are getting dismissed? Maybe if there's one or two that you'd want to highlight, but...
Well, they're pretty much across the board. You know, domestic violence assaults, boy, they get dismissed at an equal rate as probably everything else. But we always find those very frustrating because those are cases we feel are important regardless of whether there's a hole in the case or not. Drug cases. We have had some cases fall through the cracks, I guess, put it kindly. That were frankly tied to the heroin in town. One case in particular, we didn't get the heroin, but what we did was we actually got one of the people that had about $40,000 worth of heroin mailed to him. We actually managed to catch him with some methamphetamine. And so while the possession of a small quantity of methamphetamine does not seem like much, it would have been a huge impact to the community because of what this person was doing other than that. And have that case dismissed is just very disheartening, and particularly when it was dismissed without any contact ahead of us that, you know, there might be issues, can we work with it? You find out that... After the fact, it's just been done.
Have there been situations where you would say that maybe, you know, to be fair to the DA, that there were situations where maybe the police didn't get back to him or there was something the police could have done more? Or do you feel like this is just a really one-sided thing?
No, I feel it's really a one-sided thing. I very strongly that it's a one-sided thing. Now, I understand that a lot of the cases are not prosecutable. There's a certain percentage that just is. And if you go back in time, I think what you'll see is probably about 15%. It varies from year to year, but there's just an expectation that there's holes in the cases, there's, you know, the witnesses leave, there's reasons why the cases can't be prosecuted. And absolutely, I understand that. It's what has happened just is in the last several years is that number is just skyrocketing. And when you combine it with the lack of communication, and that's key because one of the things is that from an ADA's point of view, everybody—
Assistant District Attorney.
Assistant District
Who works
attorney,
under the District Attorney, the one of the prosecutors, yeah.
Yeah. They have— everybody has their own style. And so what will happen is one Assistant District Attorney will want something in a case or will be looking for certain pieces for a case in order to make their case for them to be comfortable with it. And a different one will actually be looking for something else. And so what happens is the officers need to know the attorneys that are actually hearing these or trying these cases for them, because then they get to understand that what that attorney is looking for. And it, you would think evidence is evidence, but that's not always the case. It's what those pieces of evidence that a particular attorney is comfortable with is the sort of things that they need to have. And when there isn't any communication, all the officers can do is just try to gather everything they can and put it together. And again, if there was some communication beforehand saying, wait a minute, no, we need to do this, well, then they can make corrections, but we don't have that.
So what is the ultimate solution for you? What would be the top solution? Is it basically that there needs to be more prosecutors in the Juneau office?
Yes. That's the solution for everybody in Southeast.
And the CITGO office, I guess, because that's part of Southeast too.
Yes. There's also an office in Ketchikan. And, a couple of additional bodies would be huge, and it wouldn't just help Petersburg. I mean, obviously the city of Petersburg pays my wages, and my concern is for the people in Petersburg primarily. But the truth is, I live in Alaska, and I care about everybody. And additional bodies in the office of the district attorney would not only help Petersburg, but it would be helping all of the communities in Southeast.